Hi, this is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle. Worcester's assessing department has apparently been undervaluing thousands of commercial and industrial properties for several decades. How could this happen? Is the current assessor to blame, or past assessors? Or is the State Department of Revenue to blame? For now, we must assume that the newly announced values are correct. They've been checked not only by the State Department of Revenue, but also by an outside consulting firm hired by the city and experienced assessors from other municipalities. Moreover, questions about who is to blame are not the most pressing questions right now. At present, the real question is what tax rate should the City Council set for businesses and residents at the upcoming City Council meeting on Tuesday night? If the City Council wants to limit the impact of the new valuations on the affected businesses, it must vote to lower Worcester's commercial industrial tax rate. The values have gone up, so the rate must go down. Now is the time to make fundamental changes to establish the conditions for a more competitive local economy. The new valuations confirm that a more prosperous future is in reach for Worcester. Let's not miss the good news here. We now know that Worcester's commercial and industrial values have not underperformed over the past several decades, which used to be the conventional wisdom. According to prior valuations, since the early 1980s, commercial property values had increased by only 25% on an inflation-adjusted basis, and industrial values actually had declined in value. We now know that this is not the case, and that Worcester's performance was stronger. Of course, what's good news for the city as a whole is bad news for the dozens of commercial and industrial property owners whose tax bills doubled overnight. Chestnut Place, the newest office building in downtown, was apparently undervalued by over 1,000%. Unless the tax rate goes down, Chestnut Place's tax bill would go up by over $600,000. Saint-Gobain, who saw three of its industrial properties increase in value by triple digits, could face a $1 million tax bill increase if last year's rate stays in place. The only way to avoid such an outcome and cut businesses a break is to reduce Worcester's commercial industrial tax rate, which is currently more than twice its residential rate. Worcester businesses compose 22% of the tax base, but pay 37% of the taxes. A high commercial and industrial tax rate does not, over the long term, ensure low residential taxes. Worcester has one of the highest residential rates in central Massachusetts, as well as the highest commercial industrial rate. Is a property tax rate the only factor that determines growth and prosperity? No, but there's no question that a lower rate will enhance Worcester's competitiveness, and it is one of the few factors over which city government has some control. And it's not enough simply to not vote for the lowest residential rate. Amidst much celebration, that's what the City Council did last year, and yet Worcester still had the fifth highest commercial industrial tax rate in the state. Every year around tax rate time, the Research Bureau has advocated for a reduced property tax burden on businesses. But this year, with these new valuations, there's an added sense of urgency. These potential increases in businesses' property tax bills may truly be unbearable, and unless the City Council does something, some businesses likely will have to close up shop. The residences and businesses of Worcester should seize this opportunity to end a policy that has divided the city and to develop a plan that will not only unite businesses and homeowners, but could have a transformative effect on the local economy. Please show up Tuesday night at City Hall and let your voices be heard in support of a united and prosperous Worcester. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.